Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Hello, welcome to another fun edition of Insource, don't outsource. Hey, glad to have you listen in for a few minutes. Talk about time zones. And there is definitely an opportunity to take advantage of time zone. Now, we have a large, if not the majority of our teams and clients who are working on the same time sync. So for instance, if it's 8 a.m. in the U.S., they're starting at 8 a.m. In the U.S. time, but in Africa time, so CAT or our Zimbabwe time, which is around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on the time of year, as they don't have daylight savings time, which nobody should, huh? But it's either 7 or 8 hours difference. But while most people are working the same time zones, and we're happy to do that, there is an advantage to doing some crossover. For instance, if you're doing project management, it could be marketing, digital marketing, website development, back-end software development, app development, things of that nature. I keep saying development, but if you're into project management, things that could be done, even accounting, putting together some analysis in the banking, financial world, and the accounting space that you could have done like a 4-hour crossover. So we've got, as an example, I know our marketing team as an example. I said as an example. I said development a lot and as an example. But as an example, our marketing team comes in around 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. So when the world gets going here, then they've already completed some projects from the day before, or maybe some corrections or some ideas we've had. And then we can sync and work together for the morning. And then we'll have some ideas maybe in the afternoon and they'll start on those. So there's lots of advantages to the time zone difference. Again, we're happy to work the same time zones, but think about what you could have done while you're sleeping, they're awake, a little bit of crossover to connect, and then the difference. So think about how you can use those time zones to your advantage or sync up in the same. So hope that helps out with the time zone difference. And I will say also for us, we're on Central Time Zone in our company. So we'll always talk to our internal team members there about times. Hey, I'll meet you at 10 o'clock. We're talking about Central Time. We've just standardized that depending on the company. So our company is an example. All of our team members there, we are on Central Standard Time. And we've got team members in Pacific, obviously Mountain, East Coast, and they will always refer to their local time. So you're in sync. Even I know like our teams, even many of our teams set their computers to the Texas or Central Time Zone so that they can sync up better. So use those to your advantage. Think about simplifying it. Don't get confused. Hey, that's 8 a.m. your time. Is that 3 p.m.? No, just say, hey, I'll meet you at 8 a.m. It works really well. So God bless. Have a great week. And remember, insource, don't outsource.